Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach
the... Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Stephanie.
This is going to be a good show.
Yes,
I
know.
This is going to be funny AF.
We never have guests. And we have special guests in studio today.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to them, Donna D'Errico and Charisse
Neal.
Mm-hmm. They're here with us.
Hello.
And they have a new podcast called
Single AF.
There you go. And if you guys don't know what AF is,
sorry for you.
Get with the times.
There's a thing called the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Use it.
Google it.
Yeah, if you don't know it, you're so moted.
Yeah, moted. Moted and corroded. Okay, but before we start digging in to, Stephanie and I are very excited because we usually don't have guests, but when we heard you guys were interested, we snatched you up. But
yeah, we were both. Well, our audience, as I was telling you guys before, our audience is like, no guests, please, unless they come to bring it and like dish or be personal. That's what our audience likes. They don't like, they don't want any part of like somebody who's going to come on and talk about how to be glowing during your pregnancy
or how to be.
Yeah.
Girls are gassy during their pregnancy. It's something they don't tell you.
People think that we're a mom show, and I really don't feel that we are. We just are.
No, we have a lot of people with no kids or guys.
Single guys.
Or,
yeah.
That are like.
They want to know what the mind of a married woman thinks.
Yeah. Or a single woman thinks. So anyway, that's why care.com, not just like for parents, right? For anybody. If you want, maybe you need someone to take care of your grandma. You know?
That's right.
Care.com is a service where you can get somebody to walk your dog, take care of grandma, clean your house.
Could have used that dog walker today, by the way.
Babysitters too, right?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Babysitters. Anything. Care.com for all of your needs. You know, sometimes it's hard to just find somebody like in your neighborhood. You don't necessarily want to go on Nextdoor.com because a lot of crazy people on there.
First-hand experience on that one, yeah.
Really?
Oh, we'll talk about that. So Care.com puts all the people who are actually looking and qualified people in one place so you can check who's closest to you, what you're looking for. And if you're a premium member, lots of added goodies.
Reviews, too, right?
Yes, all the reviews.
I'm all about the reviews.
Yeah. So if you want to go to care.com and get a discount on your premium membership, go to care.com and use the promo code LOUD. So care.com/LOUD. And you're going to get 30% off your premium membership.
Yes.
So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Tell us about Brandless, Lynette.
And also Brandless, now that we're talking about good brands, you guys know like how you buy products that have the label that are like organic and you have to pay extra like at Whole Foods.
Oh, right.
Brandless has everything for $3. Isn't that insane?
Do you guys remember when generic things was a thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is like that. This is like a new version of that. It's even better. It's brandless, which is basically no brand, but everything is $3.
Online?
Yeah. So you can get fancy. You can get whatever you want. You can get organic.
You can get
gluten-free. You can get everything.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners have been doing it and
is
loving it.
Is it produce?
It's everything. It's beauty products, produce.
For $3?
Household cleaning stuff for
$3. I can get jojoba oil for $3.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And they sent us a care package and we had the pasta.
Look at all the stuff you can get.
Yes.
Mm.
Wow. Peanut butter. I mean, look at it. Yeah.
So you choose your items, and then they send it to you in a box?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
And everything is $3.
Everything is $3.
I'm all about it.
And the shipping is free on your first order.
Yeah.
And then you just pay $2.99,
oh,
I think,
wow.
after that.
That's awesome.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And if you do use the promo code.
No promo code.
No promo code.
Just know it's out there,
okay.
People. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So just go ahead and give us a little, each of you, a rundown on your claim to fame, mm-hmm. and how you met.
Oh, you go first then.
Okay. Well, I'm Donna DeArico.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in
Playboy. Donna DeArico, bitches.
You were in.
I was first in Playboy. Mm-hmm. And then I caught the eye of the makers of Baywatch and Baywatch Nights. Mm-hmm. And I rolled it. They put me on Baywatch Nights. I had to audition and everything. I got the part. And then they rolled my character over onto Baywatch. Mm-hmm. And so then I was on both shows simultaneously, Baywatch Nights and Baywatch.
Now, had you acted before?
I had done like little bit parts, like, you know, Married with Children and Happily Ever After and those shows that all the Playmates did.
Right. Okay.
I did all those. And
but
then,
you studied.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I worked. Oh, yeah. But I didn't know how. Oh, I couldn't act my way out of a box at the time. I know, let's just be
how
honest.
How old were you at that time?
I was, I must have been 26 or 7.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah. And then when I was on Baywatch, I got introduced. I was set up on a blind date by Pamela Anderson with her current husband, her husband at the time, Tommy Lee's bandmate.
Yeah.
Who? His bandmate, who I don't mention his name anymore because we had a very acrimonious divorce. Mm-hmm. And
so I will. It's Nikki Sixx.
Yeah, that guy. And so we were married. I got married while I was still on Baywatch, so I was married to him for 10 years.
10
And now
ten
I'm very
years
happily
is a kind
divorced.
Of a long time.
It's a really long time in rock and roll, people.
How many how long ago did you get a divorce?
It's been, I think this year makes, is it 12 years? 11, 12 years?
Oh, okay.
Long enough to now be really happy and you see how happy I look.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it takes time, you know. Yeah, especially
you know,
after.
It was such a bad experience for me, that the tail end of the marriage and the divorce, mm-hmm. that I didn't date, I didn't have sex, nothing for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was like cobwebby down there.
Yeah,
we were just talking before the show, right before you came in, about how and I'm totally generalizing here, mm-hmm. but I feel like for women, once it's been a long time since you've had sex, you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah, right. we were talking about
that. Because I think people sometimes are like, oh my God, 7 years, how could you do that?
Yeah, get used to it.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah. And first of all,
with
you can
women,
masturbate,
it's like,
so you can take
care
of that.
Yeah, you've got what you need. It's mm-hmm. almost sometimes
right?
better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better than the real thing.
What?
And then you've got the shower head, you know, the little shower head. But anyways,
which is
the less women
talk
have
to you
it.
And nag you about like what needs to get done, or like, did you pay that bill, or did you,
you know,
where
exactly.
are my keys?
Nice.
You know what I mean?
I'm a Scorpio. This is all foreign talk to me. No. Mm-hmm. I need sex a lot.
Oh, okay. And this is Charisse.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. So Charisse, tell us a little.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was married to the singer of Motley Crue, but mm-hmm. not at the same time that she was
Vince
with Nikki. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I was. We were together for 7 years, married for 5, mm-hmm. and then I escaped. And I started a clothing company that I had for 16 years called Pink Polka Dot.
Wow.
And so I used to sell
really cute stuff.
Really
wow.
cute. Yeah. Upscale
nice.
Boutiques across the country, like 500 of them, until H&M and Forever 21
came into existence.
Rained on my parade.
Yeah. That's great, though.
Yeah, it was
were
fun.
You doing that while you were married?
No.
You started it afterwards.
Yeah. I designed some of his stage gear, though, that I've always been designing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
How did you meet him?
I was invited to a pool party at his house from mutual friends. And yeah.
I have a friend that might, I don't know, there's like one or two removed from you, Glenn Grenat.
Funny you mention that. Funny.
The guy I talk about, Glenn.
My brother told me, oh, I know Lynette. We used to hang out back in the day. Gary Riddell.
Oh, that's her brother.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Charisse Riddell. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know if we ever met, but... so I just think of him now when I hear you,
uh-huh.
you know, so.
Glenn, yes.
Glenn, you know?
Glenn and Gary were best friends for a very long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Glenn's gone.
Mm-hmm. Glenn's Glenn.
He's nice. He used to be an asshole, but now he's nice. He's married with like 4 girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's his karma.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So weird thing is, we were both married to members of the same band for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but we never met because we were married to them at different time periods. So she was already divorced and gone by the time I married my ex.
Uh-huh.
And then we actually only crossed paths a year ago. I just met her a year ago.
And so how did you guys meet?
We went to a photo shoot because there was this reality show that was being put together that included the two of us and three other women.
Right, right. Blue. I remember this. We remember this.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
talked about this on our show before. Yeah.
You did?
Well, no. This was one that was – it never came into existence.
This was after Ex-Wives of Rock.
Okay. She was on something called Ex-Wives of
right,
Rock.
That's
I wasn't
the one
on
we're
that.
Thinking of. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Last year there was something – a new show that was being put together with me, Charisse, Athena,
Bobby
Brown, and –
the wild card.
Courtney Stodden.
Oh.
I know. And so, I was like, I'm not going to that. I don't want to be on a show with Courtney Stodden.
Right.
I don't
that's
like
what
her.
I thought, too.
She's a weirdo.
It's not that I didn't like her.
Well,
or
I
thought
didn't
she was
like
weird.
Her.
I just thought that it wasn't a good match.
But
wasn't,
she's not an ex-wife of Rock.
Right. This wasn't Ex-Wives of Rock. This was a brand new
just
show
a reality
that was being
show.
Put together. And so I always say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Until
so
I find a reason to say no. But,
me too.
But I always say yes, you know, in the beginning. And so I showed up, and Charisse wasn't into it either, but she's a yes woman too, and she says yes to everything. So she showed up, and I was like, I knew who she was,
right?
And I was like, oh, I'm finally gonna get to meet her. I've heard a lot of nice things, and I met her, and she's just so awesome, that we became best friends.
I love
we've
when
been
that
inseparable.
So
ever
is
since.
She was like, let's go shopping. I was like, okay,
but
literally,
you
this
guys
girl
must turn heads though. The two of you.
Let me tell you something.
Can I just say what the I wish people could see what it looked like when I walked in. It's like two hot blonde Barbie
oh,
dolls.
Thank you.
And there's me and Stephanie in our
yoga. Lynette, you're going to love this story. So I walk in and I'm talking to Kaylin, and Nate is like, okay, so Nate is the guy who's here who is
works
on like
Nate.
Adam's
yeah.
documentaries. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've been doing this podcast with Lynette for like 8 years.
Okay.
He's never, ever spoken to me. Not once, ever.
Well,
I mean,
he
nods his head at me when he sees me. He's like, he gives me the like.
That's how they all. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh no, but they were offering to make them lattes.
Yeah, I know.
He made me a Nespresso.
They are all in the lobby.
You should have heard him going, "Hi, oh, so nice to meet you. Oh, can I get you guys anything? Do you guys want an espresso?" And I was
like,
"What, Caleb?" And I go, is Nate married? And he goes, Kayla goes, sure is. And I was like, wow. Do you see them drooling?
I know. They never
like,
say
I go,
anything.
He's literally never said hi. He's making them an espresso.
I know.
He's like, do you guys want some coffee? Oh.
It was insane. Yeah. So.
That's because you guys are married. And
not why.
Yeah. And we have a podcast called Single AF.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Oh.
No, but he does. He knows.
He knows my manager, Gary.
Yes. And he introduced your manager to Mike August,
that's
the
right.
guy who books.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's trying to go, you know, a little bit like, I'm, you know, one removed, just like I'm
you
one
You should
removed.
Have heard his voice, though.
I know.
His voice went
so
up
cute.
Like four octaves. He was like, can I make you this? What do you guys need? Do you need a ride somewhere?
Exactly.
Cute.
So listen, at that photo shoot I was telling you about,
right, yeah.
where I met Charisse, we started talking, and she was like, I asked her if she had a boyfriend. She said yes, because at the time she did. And I asked how they met, because I hadn't had a date in ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said on whatever she said, Bumble. And I was like, what's Bumble? And
she
I said,
what's
girl,
Bumble?
Give me your phone. She took my phone, and she's like, I'm like, what are you doing on my phone? She's like, I'm installing Bumble on your phone. You're going to get started. I'm like, I don't even know how to use those. She's like, I'm going to teach you. It'll take 2 seconds. So she loaded it on my phone, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't want to be on, like, whatever those.
Right, like a public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, just trust me. And then she teaches me how to swipe, and she's like,
she was like, oh, my God, he's cute. Oh, my God. God,
I was like,
cute.
Look at all the men.
Well, she hasn't had sex in 7 years.
I hadn't even had a date. I had had sex.
Okay.
I had had sex
recently.
Once. Yeah,
okay.
Recently before that. It was like 3 months before that.
That you're honest about it.
I love that.
And then
I
the oxytocin flooded the gates.
Yeah, and he was younger, too. He's 37.
Ooh, nice.
And really hot.
Nice.
And I had sex with him on, like, I think the first date, which is not like
me.
But
obviously
I hadn't
not
had
like
sex
you.
In forever.
Right.
So, and I was like, wow, what was that? And so, like, she showed me this Bumble thing.
Did you ever see him again?
Yeah.
That
a few
guy?
More times, yeah.
Okay.
A few more times.
Okay.
But she showed me the Bumble thing, and I hadn't been, this guy lived in New York, so I couldn't actually go out with him, and I never had dates, because I didn't know how to meet, how do you meet somebody now?
Mm, right.
I'm not going to go to a nightclub.
Is there still the dating site for, like, people that are a little bit celebrities?
Raya.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little, like, Charisse, when you had the Bumble, when you were you a little like apprehensive that people are going to go, oh,
I'm such an expert at it? No, I am.
You can go
by the way, I don't like Raya because I don't like people in the industry. I don't want to date an actor.
I kind of liked Raya a little.
Yes,
bit.
Yes, you like actors because you one.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a nice finance guy. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want somebody with a real
job. My boyfriend right now, by the way, is not in the entertainment industry at all.
So you do have a boyfriend.
He's a businessman. Yeah, now I do.
And how long?
3.5 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I always feel like if you if you're like an act, let's say you've been on a sitcom, right? But but you're actually a regular person who got a break and you got on a sitcom, but then the sitcom gets canceled after 6 episodes, and then you're not working and you're going on auditions, and you're like, well, I got to get a job. It's like it's hard. You can't go work at Trader Joe's, right?
Because
people are going to be like, weren't you just on a sitcom?
Right.
So I feel like the dating app, you might have that feeling in your head.
That's
where you're
why Raya worked.
Well, I
for
was
me.
Married to a rock star, so now I can't just be like, hey, it's me, Donna Jericho.
Yeah.
But you can't. I mean, but the thing is, of course, you can. It's not. It's a totally different thing. I just wonder if that goes through your head, where you're like,
so
you, are people going to be like,
but you can't,
are you
can't,
really that person?
I was in Playboy and a series regular on Baywatch,
right?
And people, I have stalkers, I have crazy people,
right?
So I can't be out in that type of environment.
That's what
anymore.
I'm saying. You might have people on the
so
wrong.
So what do
for,
you do?
Hitting you up for the wrong reasons.
What do you do?
Would you like me to pull up the app right now? Shall we swipe?
That's okay.
Let's see what
you guys like. No, she doesn't mean dating. Like, what do you do?
Oh, what do I do?
No, I didn't mean dating.
Oh, well, let's get back to dating.
Let's do both.
No, I'm still on the apps right now.
Okay.
And I go meet them at like a nice restaurant or a cool little gastro pub, and we get a drink, and I have a date tonight, in fact.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah,
with a nurse.
You know,
with a male nurse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you know Joey's in in Topanga. It's a restaurant.
The Village.
Woodland
Hills.
Yeah, we now call it Hoey's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's a common meeting place for.
Tell my secret.
Okay.
That's like Lynette and I used to go to. Remember when we Red Onion, Bobby McGee?
Oh, yes.
Dollar Drink Night.
Yes, Red Onion.
Girl, high five me on that Dollar Drink Night at the Red Onion.
And Jeremiah's in Northridge. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Red Onion. All over. I hit them all. I worked at a life insurance company, and it was like Friday. I was in my 20s, like Friday night happy hour at Red Onion.
Yeah. I did a bathing suit competition after we went to the beach.
At Red Onion?
Yeah.
Me too. High five, me too.
Wow. I didn't realize real strippers were, they did it. So,
Well, then they're going to win. That's not fair.
Right. They win. They come there. That's like their thing. They, you know.
And what do they win, like $500 or something?
I think they win like $500 because I won $100 and I bought my friends a round of drinks.
100 drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a business for them, though.
Yeah, it's a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. So
that's
I'm putting on
fair.
I know. They got their G string.
Yeah.
And shit,
that's down to a science for
what
them.
What the fuck? Yeah.
That's not
But
bad.
They're not vetting them like, you know, on American Idol.
Right.
Having like a previous record
All you have
deal.
To do is have some nice boobs and you're in.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
In. You're in.
Yeah. Everybody has nice boobs now.
Well, here they do. Yeah.
So so then tell us about how you guys met.
So they met at the
So we met at the thing,
reality
and
show.
Then when she got me on Bumble.
Right.
We just connected from that day on, and we became best friends.
She starts texting me at 6 a.m. I'm not even shitting you.
I get up at 5:30
and starts like, I just met her, and she starts texting me at 6 a.m.
Well,
did you think
like,
that she's the crazy mom?
This is the
thing.
No,
she's super
smart and
cool.
Because I feel like texts are safe, because unlike a phone call, you can put your phone on silent, and then you can answer texts at your leisure.
Right.
You're not like, it's not like That's you're true. Calling somebody at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. I like texts better, yeah.
She's a very good communicator, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. You're welcome. I mean, you're welcome. What?
So, Donna, tell us about after you were married. So the end of your marriage was horrible.
Oh,
horrible
yeah.
experience.
It was very bad, yeah. Very, very bad.
Can you believe this? They cheated on us.
Oh, really?
What are you saying right now?
That
makes no sense.
Oh, my God. The room is spinning.
But they weren't, like, drinkers or anything like that or doing any kind of...
Oh, my God. How did you know? How did
they
you know?
Really
Stephanie,
straight and
you're
narrow.
Brilliant.
That's
but listen, when you're 20, I was 21. I didn't know shit.
I was older, and we had 5 kids between the two of us.
Oh,
little
wow.
Little ones.
You should have known better.
And you,
well,
what did
but
you,
I've always been naive.
Did Charisse, did you have kids with Vince?
Oh, yes. I had my daughter, Skylar, and she passed away from cancer when she was 4.
I'll never forget that. story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And when I found that out, it always stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine. She was only 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have her like early in your marriage?
No, let's see, probably 3 years in, and she, we were going through a divorce, and I thought she had the flu. She had a stomach ache, and I brought her in, and they found a stage 4 cancer. It was like a grapefruit-sized tumor that had already erupted. So it was like just in 4 months, it was like she was diagnosed and gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that must have been the most traumatic thing ever.
I'm sorry.
And to be going through a divorce at the same time.
And you were going through a divorce?
Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
God.
I literally didn't get out of my bed for 6 months after that.
Well, I don't blame you.
But you know, a lot of women would have become a victim of their circumstances or become like strung out on drugs or an alcoholic mm-hmm. or something after something like that. And Charisse is one of the most well-adjusted people I know in Los Angeles for having been through what she's been through.
Mm-hmm. What do you think got you through that?
You know what? You stand like you. It's so painful just to be inside your body, and you want to just make the pain end. So you'd be standing on a balcony, going, "Oh, if I just jumped right now, I could be out of my body and out of this pain." The craziest things go through your head, but then you say, "Oh, then my parents will have to go through that."
Yeah,
it's like, and my friends, I had such great friends. They would come to my house and make me go out with them at night, and it would be
good.
So loud in the club I would forget for a minute. But you know, you cry in the shower a lot. The best thing I could say, I get a lot of emails from people, you know, that are going through the same thing. The best thing I could say is that time does help alleviate some of the pain. And so
how long ago was this?
This was, oh man, she was like 20 years.
Oh, it was 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But the time does help, and staying busy with things that like find hobbies, be with friends. For me, working out alleviated some of the stress.
And how was your parents? You said,
oh, horrible. My mom would find my dad crying in the house.
But they were around and they're supportive.
The whole family was just traumatized by the whole experience.
I mean, so sudden.
Yeah. And then I went home to an empty house. It was so bad.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, and then you started your own clothing line.
And so, you know, when I left Motley Crue,
you're like a freaking phoenix.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
You. Right.
Thank you. That is the sign.
I was going to say fucking phoenix, and I don't know why I didn't go with that impulse. Sorry, I G-rated it for no reason.
Don't G-rate for me, girl. I like it. Let's keep it raw.
So you said you left Motley Crue.
So when you leave Motley Crue is a family. They are managers and the girlfriends and wives and the band, and it consumes your whole life because you travel and you are you're in the machine.
Yeah.
So I was in the machine for 7 years, and when I looked up, I had no regular life. So what I actually did was I started clubs. I started promoting clubs, and I met all kinds of Hollywood kids that became my new family and my new friends. And
can I ask you one thing really quick? So when you were getting divorced and all this was going on, did people were they like, sorry, we have to be with him? Like, because
that happens to me.
Especially,
that happened to you.
Big time, yeah.
Well,
did anybody stick by you, or were they just like, sorry, girl?
It was weird because Vince had just been fired from the band.
Oh.
So already the band guys didn't want their wives hanging out with me because they were suing each other.
Oh,
all this was going on at the same time. So I just kind of stepped back and went, I'm going to make my own life. And that's why I started clubs and meeting people. And so and after that is when I started my own line of panty. Actually, this is a funny story. My girlfriend Daniela Clark, who's married to Gilby Clark from Guns N' Roses, started Frankie B, the low waisted jeans.
Yeah.
And so we were friends, and she gave me a pair of these jeans, and I was like, girl, I can't wear panties with these pants.
Because you would see them, even right. the smallest
right, right, right,
ones.
Right, right. They're very low. Some of these girls really like to be able to see your panties.
Yeah. I'm not I think down at with the time, look. Though, yeah. They, yeah. it wasn't in.
Right. There were 2 inches of crack hanging out everywhere right. I went. Right. And I was like, girl, I'm going to make you some panties to go with your pants. Uh-huh. And that's how I started my company.
Super
I started with panties.
Low panties.
3-inch panties.
Wow.
That would go underneath the jeans.
Do you, or did you take... Are you seamstress or?
No, I'm all self-taught. And from there, I added robes and loungewear and
that's amazing.
Bikini. I did bikinis, and then from there, dresses and tops, and it just grew into like a monster.
Wow!
But then that's Forever cool. 21 came and stole your thunder.
16 years later, those fuckers.
So you were saying before the show that you had your line in different. Boutiques around the country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At 500, you said you
at
sold?
Least 500 uh-huh. And abroad too.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
It just grows. What I learned in life is that just take a step and then another step and mm-hmm. then things open up for you and avenues open up. So I had reps in Dallas and New York and LA and Atlanta and Florida.
Good
so all those
you.
People were just selling my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
You're like a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you start mm-hmm. a limo company?
No. That was when I did Playboy.
Okay.
That was very embellished. It was one single limousine.
Oh.
And I didn't drive it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you had a company?
I drove a limo.
Oh.
You
wow.
did?
Very for like 6 weeks.
Oh,
when
wow.
I was trying to figure out what to do besides waitress.
Wow.
I drove a limo for
that
6 weeks.
That sounds like
yeah.
a good job
it's
for
a,
you.
I wrote a story about it in a book I wrote. And
interesting
I dished
people,
about
I
celebrities
bet.
I drove around. It
oh,
was like
right.
a celebrity company. But it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no way.
The celebrities were like Nastasha Kinski.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
one who
yeah.
plays with the snake. Like her, she was super nice.
Mm-hmm.
But Justine Bateman wasn't that nice.
Oh, really?
Like,
wow.
Justine Bateman.
Did anybody
like
have
anybody
sex
cares.
In the back of your limo?
No. And honestly, I really only drove probably a few times on my own because I like got trained for a week and then... No, and most of the people were just regular people
yeah.
or very celebrities that you wouldn't – that you'd have to really go Google them. But there wasn't Google at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
I wasn't Googling anybody.
Right.
So,
like on Baywatch, there were no cell phones. Everybody was using the payphone at the beach and pagers.
It's exactly that. I didn't get your page. I missed your page. Yeah.
Yeah.
My pager's blowing up.
And you'd have the number codes.
Yeah.
Oh, that means that they just got home or mm-hmm. 4 means I'm thinking of you or whatever.
69.
What'd that mean?
Now we have an eggplant for that. Right?
Exactly.
Lynette, how did you meet Adam?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Oh, it's a long I was working at a company, entertainment television company called New World, and they were going to syndicate Loveline, the radio show, across the country on the Fox affiliates. And then
a radio show?
No,
as a TV show.
They decided to do a TV show. And
okay.
he just started doing Loveline 3 months in. Ricky Rackman was still like,
oh,
the
Ricky.
Co-host.
Yeah.
He's a good
wow.
friend.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, they sold it to the Fox stations, but this is how I met him. So now it's not fast forward, but on a side – so it was a Monday night. It was Monday night, and I remember having a bad day at work. And I remember watching the pilot for Loveline and thinking, that guy's hilarious. He's so funny, and he's cute. He looks, you know, like my type, like Jewish, Jufro, you know. And he's hilarious. And so, anyway, my girlfriend says, let's go have a drink. Let's meet for happy hour. And let's go to where Kevin and Bean, because we listen to Kevin and Bean every morning.
Right.
And Adam was Mr. Burcham and Jimmy the sports guy every morning. Well, he wasn't Jimmy the sports guy. But anyway. So we went to the bar and there was nobody there. And then we said to the waitress, I thought Kevin and Bean were going to be here. And she's like, they are. They're over there in the corner. There was nobody there. It was just like them and like a couple people. And so my girlfriend said, oh, Mr. Burcham, he's in that pilot that your company's doing. You should go tell him how good the pilot is, you know. And I also said I thought he was cute. And then I said, okay. So we went over there to talk to him, and he was just like, oh, uh-huh. And, you know, when you see him, when you
wow.
hear him and you see him, he's like
wow.
on level 9 or 8. But in real life, he's like at a 2,
yeah,
4.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Yes, he barely makes eye contact. You know, he's just, he's
to
quiet.
To this day.
Yes, to this day.
So he was a challenge?
Yeah, well, no, because he said straight out, he said, are you a single gal?
Oh, that does sound like something he'd say.
And I was like, actually, yeah, I am. And then the thing I liked about him was I said, we watched the pilot at our company. And he goes, I haven't seen it. And it's been out for like a month. I go, you don't have a copy? You haven't seen it? And he goes, no, nobody gave me a copy. So I thought, what struggling comedian doesn't ask for a copy? And he's like, I don't know. If it happens, it happens. And anyway, then it went to MTV. And
didn't he call you right away, too?
Yeah.
No games?
Yeah. He said, right, like on the first date, he said, you know, I really like you, and you can go and date other guys, but I'm not going to date other women, and I won't date you either.
That sounds exactly
if you do that.
Like what he would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to date you if you do that. So, you know, if you date other guys, that's fine, but, you know.
I won't be around.
Right, right. And I was like, wow, okay. And,
That was the talk. That's how he got you.
The first, what'd
you
second
say?
Date,
what did you say to that?
I was like, no, yeah, I'm good. I think it was our second date.
That was the
date.
Second date.
Yeah.
Wow. And you were ready to not date anybody else. You liked him that much.
Yeah. I was 25.
You guys hit it
26.
Off right away.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
But and they broke up later.
Oh, really?
For 9 months.
Yeah, but the audience already
knows. Dated other people.
It was the best thing to ever happen because
I just didn't want them to think that it was like, and
that
then
easy.
It was happily ever after.
No, this is good because for girls that are breaking up with the love of their life right now.
Right. So 4 years later, Jimmy, who's very family oriented, was like, Adam, you got to propose. Jimmy's ex-wife at the time, Gina, who I was like best friends with, she was like, you know, they were both on Adam, like, all right. Either shit or get off the pot. And I was like kind of that too, but I was like, go ahead, keep talking. So
and how long had you been together at this point?
4 years.
Okay.
So then he proposed. My girlfriend Gina got the ring, which is I still
what?
Have it. It's it's an antique crappy ring. It's broken.
Oh.
But anyway. So
I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
That's why we wear yoga pants too. We keep it real. So anyway, so he proposed, but it didn't feel very natural. And the thing is Adam met me 3-4 months after he started doing the radio show. So he's never – and then the man show with the Juggies. So he's never been – you know, he never really got anything. And so now he wanted to experience life as – you know,
a successful guy.
Like, okay. The Jewish people that like
the Springer,
something. Yes,
the Amish people.
Amish people.
What?
Amish people. Yeah.
I said Jewish, Jewish, Amish, whatever. No, I shouldn't say that because I am Jewish.
I know what you're talking about.
Those people that they've only been Amish and then they have to decide if they want to continue being Amish.
Yeah.
Or they have to they go out and have a bunch of one night stands and
do
drugs.
Yeah, they do that when they
maybe
turn
not really
18
bad.
Or something
yes.
like that.
And
yeah,
then if they still want to come back and be Amish.
Yes.
Well, that's ironic because
I
thought I wanted a Jewish guy and I thought Adam was Jewish because he looks like Adam. I mean, he looks like a Jew.
And his name's Adam.
And his name is Adam. He should have been Tony. Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, wasn't authentic. And then he went on tour. Like, he went to a speaking gig with Dr. Drew. And Drew was like, you got to let her go if you're not going to get married. And
he's
like, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, except he broke my heart.
Except that he broke them up.
Yeah. Oh. So he came back home. And I remember coming home from work. And I opened the front door. And he was crying. And I was like, what's the matter? And he's like, we have to break up. And I was like, what? And I just started crying. And then I spent like 2 weeks on Jimmy Kimmel's couch, Gina's couch. And, you know, I remember Jimmy saying one thing to me and it's always stuck with me. He said, all right, with the crying. Are you still crying? It's day 5 already. Like, it's like enough with the crying. And he was like, listen, Lynette, he's not that great.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, yeah, you're right, actually. All right. But it was like man show was everywhere,
right,
like buses with
the
man show.
Yeah, I remember.
Show.
Yeah.
I was at ABC. My boss had Comedy Central on 24/7, like man show, Monday nights at, you know, and it was heartbreaking. And we always kind of stayed in touch. And I got set up on blind dates and whatever. And then he dated like a model for like a week. And then 9 months later.
That must have hurt, though.
Oh, my
God. 9 months
yeah.
they were broken up.
Yeah, 9 months. Yeah, it
to
did.
To see him dating some models.
Oh, I walked in on
that's
them.
Crushing.
Well, not having sex. They.
they
were, and I knew something was going on. He had like something going on. It was his co-host on Loveline.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so they saw each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to see that on
there
TV?
There was that familiarity.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I think he had a crush on her. And then that's, I think, yeah.
No.
So I had a feeling she was there. So I'm like, I'm just going to go over there and get my mail. And it was like 7 o'clock at night. And she's like with a glass of wine.
Oh, my gosh.
And I opened the door. And I was like, oh,
that
hello.
Crush me.
And Adam, just to make Adam feel even more bad. And he's like, listen, it's she's just a friend. She's my co-host. And, you know.
Yeah.
But it was really devastating. I was asking him, are we ever going to get back together? And he's like, no, I can't tell you that. I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I don't want to lead you on. I just don't know.
Wow.
And I was like, all right.
All right.
So how – I love that you weren't that strong. I always picture you for the 9 months just being like, well, whatever. I've moved
now
on. And now like you're like
– I know.
You were in love. You were
hey,
in love.
Hey, just checking in.
Yes.
Just it's Tuesday. Just wondering if where your mind's at today.
Yes, exactly.
How are things? How are you feeling about me? Like you're still – I love that because that's
you,
how I would be.
Did you date? Well, I mean anybody that you liked in that 9 months?
No, I got set up on blind dates. I didn't like anybody. I just wanted Adam.
Yeah.
And I was just I was crying. I lost weight. You know, I had that coming out of my skin feeling
yeah.
that I remember like on the floor after he told me that first night I was crying and crying and crying. And I live there. So where am I going to go? And
you lived with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what was the reason that he had given you when he said we got to break
up? He just said, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Yeah. Oh. You can't make a guy ready if he's not
yeah.
ready.
And so
just
how
can't.
Did you? So then you got back together, though. How did that happen?
Slowly. He just started – he's like – he was building cabinets at my house. You know, he had his guy come over, but he's like, I got to inspect it, so can I come over on Wednesday? So he'd come over and okay. And then he said – you know, he'd say like, what are you doing on Friday night? Because we used to watch Boy Meets World and like the Friday night lineups together. And he'd go, I'll bring some Thai food and we'll watch. And then we got back together for another 6 years. And I didn't bring – he says, I do want to get married. I do want to have kids.
Oh,
I just don't know when.
Wow.
This was 9 months after the breakup.
Okay.
When we slowly got back together.
Yeah.
And my therapist at the time, she's like, just enjoy the relationship. Don't force anything onto it. You're freshly back.
How is that possible?
I know, right?
That's not possible.
But I did. I did. I didn't bring it up for like – you know,
a week?
At least 2 years. No, he
2 years.
No, when we
time.
Yeah, we talked when we got back together, and he goes, and he said, I do want to get married to you. I just don't know when. And I believed him because he was honest throughout everything. So I was like, all right. And I was, I don't know, I was still kind of young.
I don't get that, but yeah.
But
me neither.
What are you waiting for?
I know.
For something to go
wrong? You know, because he was doing the man show.
Too.
He's like, man show's going to be over next season, and then I'll have more downtime, and then we can talk about, getting married. And at that point, actually, I had my condo, and I didn't want – he bought me the condo. I made the payments.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I know. His guilt, I think. And
I like those guilt gifts,
yeah.
by the way. I have 2 Chanels from guilt.
Yeah.
I only have, nice. Like, a lamp.
You got a lamp?
You got Jip.
I didn't get any guilt gifts.
Oh.
I got Jip.
Let's talk about you guys. I'll come on your show and talk about it.
Okay.
So,
let's go back to
your breakup.
Okay.
Because since you're single AF, okay, so Donna, you're tell us about the end of your marriage, because that sounds like a great, horrific story, like a train wreck.
Well, we broke up once before.
Okay.
While you
were married?
Yeah, we were married. I was pregnant with our daughter.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was on the tour at the time, the whole time that I was pregnant. And I kept hearing these rumors. Every time I talked to him when I – by the way – I'm pregnant. His grandfather moved in, so I was helping take care of him. And then we had 4 children between the two of us. 3
right.
were his from a previous marriage, and 1 was mine.
And he had full custody of them?
The way that the custody order was written up was that whenever he went out of town, the kids stayed with me, which was – I never believed that that was correct. Even if their mother was in town, they stayed with me. I don't
know. Was she
on board
with that?
She was not on board with that. No.
She
it was really
kids.
Not cool. And anyway, but he set it up that way. So I've got 4 kids, little ones, that I'm taking care of, his grandfather, and I'm pregnant. pregnant, and I didn't believe in live-in domesticated mm-hmm, help. I don't mm-hmm, do that. Mm-hmm. I would have a mommy's helper because the kids all went to like three different schools on right. different sides of town, and I'm pregnant, and I can't yeah. be all in. So yeah. I had
well, yeah,
a mommy's
your
helper to help
drive. Tour.
Yeah. So every time I would talk to him when he was gone, he was always talking about, at the time they had, Tommy had left the band. He was the drummer. And they had a fill-in drummer called Samantha Maloney. She was the drummer for Hole. Courtney Love's band.
I love Hole.
Yeah. Me too.
I love Hole.
Yeah. So, well, I don't love the drummer.
Okay.
Because every time I would talk to him, he's like, Sam and I went here, and Sam and I did this, and Sam. I'm like, what's with the Sam all day? Why are you always with Sam? He's like, oh, it's like she's like my sister or whatever. I'm like, all right, well, can you hang out with a guy and not her? Because I'm home pregnant with you're mm-hmm. taking care of your three kids and your grandfather. And I mean, like, you know, it
right.
makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, well, we're just buddies. And I mean, you just don't get all crazy. They always pull the crazy card. You're
right,
crazy.
Right, because yeah. you're and, pregnant. God, yeah. hormones.
Come to find out, he was seeing her the whole time. Mm-hmm. And when I went into labor, he was on the phone. He kept stepping out into the hall while I was laboring to use his cell phone.
What
he was saying, he was just calling like friends to let him know how the delivery was going and stuff. No, he was calling his girlfriend. And so
to tell her what?
I don't know.
Did you know
to
that
check
at the time?
I didn't know it at the time.
That's how codependent they were. Like he had to like be like, listen, my wife's in labor, but don't worry.
Yeah,
that
but I'm thinking
that
of you,
nothing,
honey.
Right?
Yeah. So
you.
Yeah. So
I'm about to have a beautiful
so
child. With
I had
my
a C-section.
Wife.
It ended up being an emergency C-section because the heart rate started to drop and stuff. And so I had her. By C-section, the doctor wouldn't – I had bronchitis. So the doctor wouldn't let me drive for 6 weeks postpartum. Mm-hmm. And so I was stapled together. I had bronchitis, and I had to carry a pillow with me.
Oh God,
so every time I had to
cough
yeah, you could
no.
bust yourself Ay. Open. So I'm nursing. I've got the pillow. I'm coughing. And
And you don't believe in domestic help?
No. So she – so 2 weeks after she was born, he takes his kids and moves out. And leaves me with my
what?
Son and my newborn and bronchitis. And
so this was your first child together?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So
you two both are.
And
yeah,
then you got back together with this.
Well,
piece of
he
shit.
Ended up – it ended up – he was – she was in New York. She moved out here. And
did he move in with her?
No.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, we don't like
but
her.
He was not only seeing her, and that was like a long-term love affair, emotional love affair, but he was also seeing a string of other – like.
Yeah.
Doing a string of other women mm-hmm. at the same time. And when I found all that out, it was like it hit me like a ton of bricks because I didn't know. I thought that he was loyal and, you know, people would say, well, what did you expect? You married a rock star. That comes with the territory. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I mm-hmm. thought that he was faithful like me. I never cheated. I never even thought about cheating. It's not mm-hmm. part of the deal. You know, you're married. And anyway, he went through rehab, and eventually I let him move back in.
So did he blame it on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
kind of feel like yeah. he used it as a crutch. But anyway, then we got back together, but we never recovered. The marriage never recovered. And
'cause you probably didn't trust him.
I had given up my career. Completely given it up to raise a family because Vince got back in the band and now they started touring. They were selling out places and it was, I didn't believe in the domesticated help. So it was like, well, he can't stay home and take care of the kids. And so I put my career to the side. I left Baywatch. I left everything and I just became the resident mom. Mm-hmm. And then finally I got like years later in 2006, I got offered a movie role. And it was with Jennifer Tilly and Andy McDowell and Colin Fiore and a bunch of people. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is my chance to come back and get my career back.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the movie role and it was going to film on location for 2 months. And I was always the one doing everything for the kids, all the PTA meetings and the dental
yeah.
appointments and doctor appointments and like all of
sure.
that stuff, parent conferences. And he didn't.
Of course.
So I left lists. Taped everywhere, typed up, printed out lists of what, you know, they pack
right.
lunches on this day. This is what goes in their lunch, you know, all
right.
that stuff. At this time, they have to brush their teeth.
And did he
make sure they
help?
Do this? The mommy's helper.
Okay.
Yeah. So I left and I was still nervous because I'm like, I just panicked that this is actually that the kids are going to be taken care of correctly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. And when I came back 2 months later, it was just a disaster. two of the kids were suspended from school. One was using drugs and drinking. There was no food in the house and just like all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't even get my career back. Mm. I want my career. This is my chance to have my, you know, my career back. The kids are a little bit older now. And this is so unfair that now I feel like I can never leave the house again to
work.
Like
worst case scenario. You have your career.
I supported you through your career. What about me? It's my time now.
Right.
And I just felt so angry about that. And I was like, can you not see that your son is on drugs? I walked in the house. I've been here 5 minutes and I can see it. Mm-hmm. Can you not? Mm-hmm. So I just was like, that was the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I filed.
And
tell him what you did to his car.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's hear that.
That was during the time that I first filed for divorce when I found out that he was cheating.
We might have to have them for the episode too, right?
I know. And I was thinking maybe Patreon, they could do like dish on
something personal.
Oh.
But I think they should just do Friday too because we barely scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
We still have another 15 minutes of this show, but I'm saying we do a Friday episode too.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but if you guys wouldn't mind staying, do you have time to stay for one more episode?
Yeah, part two.
Even like 40 minutes of it?
Yeah.
So it'll air Tuesday and Friday.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have part two. Okay,
by the way, I'm writing my autobiography. It's kind of getting a. And this is all going to be in there, but just to give you a little touch of it.
Yeah.
So the way that.
She's a badass. The way to hear a story, here go.
The way that I found out that he had been cheating, officially found out, after I had had my daughter.
Right.
It was about 5 months later, and he had started coming over to see the baby some and to visit, and we were getting along really well. So he had left his laptop there, and at the time, my desktop, remember desktop computers that nobody has anymore?
Yeah. Right.
So it was messing up because every time it would just suddenly restart itself,
mm-hmm.
just glitchy. In the middle of something.
Sure.
So I saw his laptop there and I called him and I said, hey, my computer's doing that thing again. Do you mind if I use your laptop to check my email?
Dum, dum, dum.
So he said, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I opened it up and remember Outlook Express?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I opened it, you remember, you know, the last thing that was opened when you closed your computer is what pops up. So it was Outlook Express opened up and I was about to do quit.
Mm-hmm.
When I see, you know, in Outlook Express, there's these folders for emails.
Right.
And, you know, work, family. And then there was one called girls. And my dumbass thought that the girls meant me and our baby and his daughter.
Oh my God.
That's how stupid I am. Yeah.
Like the girls.
Yeah. So I clicked on it. And what I saw laid out before my eyes was pages and pages and pages of emails with not just Sam, but mothers of some of our kids.
Oh, my God.
At the school.
Oh, my God.
Personal trainers.
Oh, my
friends
God.
Of mine. And they're all, you know, talking about the psycho bitch ex-wife or wife or whatever I was. And and how hot that blowjob was that you gave me last night.
Oh, my God.
And just all this stuff. And I'm just, like, reading this stuff. I'm nursing my baby.
Oh, my God.
Like,
and I'm, like, my stomach. I'm, like, I'm about to throw up. That's how it hit me. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had an inkling about Sam, but this confirmed it when I read the email. So I just saw red. And when you read in books where somebody says, I saw red, and you're thinking, okay, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like you're using that and it's an excuse. No, now I get it because I saw red.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him up and I started screaming at him. I don't normally curse. I'm not a cursor.
Yeah, you seem very classy. Yes.
I was cursing and I was screaming and I was shaking. And I said, get over here right now.
Where was
because
he?
Because I don't even remember, some meeting or something.
Oh,
maybe
so he was
seeing
local.
A girl. I don't know.
Right, but he wasn't on the road.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
And so I said, get over here right now because I'm going to wrap my hand and I'm going to put you in the hospital. I'm going to punch you so hard so many times you're going to go to the hospital. Get over here now. And so he's like, calm down. I'm like, don't fucking tell me to calm down. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so he hangs up the phone. I close his computer.
Did you say I found the emails?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's still denying it. Still saying I'm crazy. So I close the laptop and I walk out.
Later.
And I put it on the driveway. And I get in my car. and I back over the computer, and I back put it in drive, and I roll over it again and back over it again, and I go over it probably 15 or 20
until
times. There was just little bits all over the driveway. And then I walk back in, and I call him again. I'm like, where are you? Get over here, because I actually tore up a T-shirt. I start wrapping my hand. Like, I know what I'm going to do. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen movies where people are wrapping their hands. So
she went to the crazy place, folks.
So then I'm sitting there waiting for him to get there. Oh, and then he called again. I called him again. I said, where are you? And he's like, all right, Donna, listen. Okay, I made one mistake. I let one groupie give me a blowjob, but that's it. I swear that's it. I'm like, do you think I'm stupid? I read your emails. Mm-hmm. I'm not stupid. So he finally – then I hung up the phone, and I had the sense enough to call my attorney, my divorce attorney. And I told him what I was preparing to do, and he said, if you want any custody –
This was the first time, though, that you found out he was cheating. You already had a divorce attorney?
Yeah, because I had filed for divorce.
But then you guys –
He left her, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
After the baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then she had an attorney. She had to hire an attorney.
And then I put the divorce on hold.
Oh, so this was – okay. This was the first time you figured it out. I got a little confused because I thought this was when you figured it out and then he left. But he'd already just left and you weren't even confirmed he was cheating at that point.
Right.
Then he came back and now you found out this is still going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Okay.
With many vaginas.
Okay, so the, a lot of vaginas.
So, yeah. So
So your divorce attorney says.
So I called him, and he said, "If you want any custody of that baby, you will not touch a hair on his head." And I was like, "Okay, you're right. Fine."
God,
so
whose
then
attorney
he comes
is that?
Pulling up.
Sounds like his attorney.
He comes pulling up, and I grab the Maglite flashlights that are like the size of a small baseball metal.
Yes,
like
that. Uh-huh. Yes.
I grabbed that.
Home. Yeah.
And I had kept it next to my bed because ever since he left, I live alone with my little kids.
Right.
I figured it's a good flashlight, and I could hurt somebody with it.
Yeah. Right.
So I grabbed that, and I go out there, and he's in this giant. Remember the Escalade?
Yes,
of course.
And he had a lift kit on it, and it had silver flames going down it and stuff.
God.
So I walk out there with my Maglite. And my wrapped hand. And so I raise it over my shoulder, and he cowers all the way down, and I smash his driver's side window. And nice. I'm hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And I'm not a big person.
No, you're tiny.
Right. And the whole thing gets knocked through. Then I walk around the other side, and I do it to the other. I do it all, to all the windows.
This is like a Carrie Underwood song.
I know.
Then I stand up.
Tail lights.
So then I stand up on the hood of his Escalade, and I'm bashing the windshield. Those don't crack quite as easily as the side windows.
Okay.
There's some kind of reinforcement in there.
Good to
and
know.
It shattered everywhere, but it wouldn't break in. So I took my foot and I'm kicking it till it all smashed all the way in.
And he's in the car?
No, he's outside, sitting in the driveway.
Cowering.
He's standing on top of the remnants of his laptop. So then I'm standing there and I feel something wet on my hand, and I look down, and all of my fingernails on my right hand have been broken completely off of the nail bed, and there's blood pulsating out of it in time with my heart, dripping, flowing down the Maglite onto the driveway, and it doesn't even hurt because that's how much
your
adrenaline I had.
Right.
And then I just calmly walk back inside. I look through the window of our upstairs bedroom, and he's sweeping all the glass off of the front seat so he can sit in there and drive with no windshield and no and he goes to his new home that he had.
It's like out of a movie.
Oh my God.
He'd already gotten another place.
Yeah, he was renting a place.
He was moving out.
He had moved out.
Right.
No,
so
he kept coming
moved
by
out,
to
but when he came but wait.
He hadn't moved back in. He was coming to visit.
Oh, you guys
every
got back together.
Well, he was coming to visit.
He was working towards the Adam thing.
So when you broke up though the first time, you really broke up. Like, you never really got back together because you said...
No, we ended up getting back together after that because after that is when he checked into rehab.
Mm. Oh, after this time.
After this event.
They were working through
it. So you got back
it.
Together with him after this.
Yeah.
No. And then,
yes.
After this you did?
Yes.
Holy
shit. This
really?
Is the first...
This was
this
the first
time.
Breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that
but
was
then,
it.
But then we never recovered.
Okay.
Right.
And
well,
by the way...
How could you?
I never got an engagement ring. I never got a wedding ring. I never got a honeymoon. Nothing.
They got married in the backyard.
Oh, my God. So did we, actually.
But I'm sure it was nice. I'm sure you had a wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a wedding dress?
Yes, I did.
No, I didn't.
She
I just
didn't.
Took a dress out of my closet that I bought off the rack.
Okay, so you're right, Stephanie. We have not
No, Charisse has. There's so. Know, there's so much.
There's more Charisse too. Has, yeah. She's yes. got loads.
So, by the way, their podcast is
Single AF.
Drops every Thursday.
Yeah. So it's brand new, right?
Brand new. Yeah. We only have two that have been released so far.
Yeah.
Nice.
I am subscribing.
Super fun. Totally.
Right now. I can't wait. And you dish stories like this and more?
Oh, you guys seem like you have, like, podcasting chops, too.
We do?
Yes.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had other guests that have been like, oh, Jesus Christ. What were we thinking?
We don't want to badmouth all of our guests.
Wow, I started breaking a sweat telling that story, girls.
I got sweaty, too, listening to it.
It is warm in here.
Okay, before we wrap this show, so I think this has been... amazing. Uh-huh. And I think everybody's going to be like, what is happening? This can't be over. It's not over. Friday, you'll have the rest of
Part
this.
Part two.
But before we wrap this episode, tell them about Listening Penguin has some great audiobooks for families. Mm-hmm. If you are in the car with your children, little children, middle-aged children, young adults, you'll make the time fly by.
And you can't listen to Single AF and while the kids are in the car.
No, please don't.
No.
Right. You can't. But so, you do need something to listen to.
Right.
For middle graders, they've got the whole Magic Treehouse series. They've got the Roald Dahl books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, James and the Giant Peach, etc. My kids love those books. My kids love audiobooks, by the way. So if you want to try yours, go to tryaudiobooks.com/family listens. That's tryaudiobooks.com/family listens. Also, Patreon.
Patreon. But before we get to Patreon, San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
We're getting close. Mm-hmm. We're doing a live show in San Francisco at Cobbs.
Fun. Yeah, you guys should think about that.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys a comedy club?
Yeah.
You guys are going to crack some jokes?
Well, I don't. We're going to do our live podcast.
Like it is.
Yeah. Nice. And have a slideshow and, you know, so the audience can see what we've been talking about for years, what we looked like in the 80s, our old boyfriends that we talk about.
Oh, how fun.
Glenn.
Oh.
He's going to be in it.
Oh. Yes. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Break out the Aquanet.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Very loyal audience, and a lot of them are coming, and they're going to party. Cool. They're going to pregame.
Oh,
at the hotel.
That's right.
They like to pregame.
You guys should give out the Chardonnay and the sippy cups that night.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a cute idea.
Yeah.
Okay, but also for our Patreon subscribers, this is something that we do. We offer our Patreon subscribers at the $50 level or above, a shout out for their business. Hmm. Everybody's just trying to get their hustle on, you know, make a living. And we have some brand new ones.
Oh, nice.
People that are getting used to these shout outs. You don't know everything about each other. Christy Lewis has a all natural skincare and professional grade makeup line. And you can find that at DramaticLashes.net.
Ooh, I love
that. Thank you, Christy, for climbing aboard the Patreon train.
That's nice.
I want to do the new ones first. Oh, Lisa Dahl has an online-based women's clothing boutique, which you know a little bit about, called Lisa the Shop. But it's with two S's.
Oh,
she changed the spelling in third grade. She thought she was fancy.
That's
you think you fancy, Lisa? Lisa with two S's, theshop.com. Everyday cute clothing. And then Jamila, have you heard of her? Jamila Lowe, spelled L-O-W, is a childcare consultant.
Oh, I've seen her on our Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah. So you can find her at culturalcare.com/JLo. But L-O-W.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cute.
Oh,
that's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cultural care. And she will help you figure out, do you need an au pair? Do you need a babysitter? What do you need?
Thank you for signing on, Jamil. Thank you.
Yeah. And Michelle Baker has, she's doing CBD.
Oh, the CBD.
Love that stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot. My husband is taking CBD oil for lots of things.
Big believer in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can pass any drug test because there's no THC in
it. So dry dog takes it.
Yeah. Don't do it for dogs. Yeah.
And she has a salve that you can for pain relief, like a topical salve. Wow. Go to mygreenhorizon.com and put in FCOL Baker.
Oh, that's nice.
And she'll...
she has a promo code.
Yeah, she has a promo code.
That's
and
sweet.
Let me see. Let me just do... Oh, and don't forget the Sip and Shine podcast. Our guest last week, Carrie, who killed it.
Yeah, she
Carrie
was
Gillen.
Great.
I know that sounds like we have guests. Before that, we hadn't had guests in months and months and months. But weirdly, yes. But Carrie was awesome.
Yeah.
She's has a podcast called Sip and Shine. And Sarah Dean has a podcast called Shameless Mom Academy, where she helps moms find their identity after motherhood. ShamelessMom.com. Let me just do one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle McKibben.
Mortgages.
Yes. But she's now with Bank of America.
Oh.
So here's how you're going to find her now. Michelle.McKibben@bankofamerica.com. Or call her at 707-208-8302. And Kate Marengo. She's our interior designer out of Chicago. She has a design service. She's at interiorchicago.com/interior-design. And you know what? Tish Clevenger.
Juice Plus.
Juice Plus. Check out her stuff. Apparently, it's really good for hangovers.
Yeah.
If anybody likes
What's
to get their drink on. Juice Plus.
Juice Plus. Have coconut water in it? I'm just guessing.
Probably.
It adds, it's like a juice, it's like a nutritional thing that you can do. And you can find her at Tish Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R at sbcglobal.net.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Really,
nice. So, ladies, we will see you on Friday.
Yeah, this was fun.
For part two.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yes. Thanks, Kaylin.
See you then.
Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably